I'm Emma Curtin, host of a new true crime podcast called Murder Archives. It's set in Toorak in 1929 about the murder of Norma Rees-McLeod. Search for Murder Archives where you're listening right now.
You should, I'm just eating an apple.
Well, that's fairly obvious.
Pink lady.
Just take a bite.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'll put that down. I love an apple.
You know, they did research and they found that if you want kids to eat apples, you need to make the process easier. So if you an apple that is cut up and put in a plastic bag is more likely to be eaten than an apple just as it is.
I believe that because my teenage son said, I can't remember last time I ate an apple, Dad.
Because they always get, they get chopped.
This is the reason why oranges are falling out of favour with kids, because they can't be bothered peeling them.
Yeah.
And you know, this made me laugh that I was in my local mini supermarket, Albert's, and they have the fruit section. They have a lot of fruit. And they had toffee apples next to the... Mm. They don't belong in the fruit section. Toffee apples. So kids are going to go, what fruit do you want? Strawberries? Oh, the toffee apple, thanks, Mum. That's wrong.
You ever tell about the time I did Uncle Arthur at the Royal Melbourne Show? And we went into the section of the showgrounds, which was a bit sus, and I was standing in between scenes, and I'm physically not getting attacked, but I'm just getting all these...
You're mobbed.
Mobs coming around me, and... pushing me and pushing me, pulling me and getting photographs. And I had two security guards that just couldn't be seen. And yeah. I'm going, what's going on here?
Where are they?
And then I see my security guard, 6'4", big burly bloke, walk around the corner with two toffee apples in his hands going, anybody want a toffee apple? I'm going, for fuck's sake.
It's like, oh, hang on, man.
Oh, he's getting mobbed. Oh, hang on. Where will I put my toffee apple?
It's like something you see in The Sopranos. There's a scene in Sopranos like that.
Because tough guy and toffee apple doesn't go together. Security guy, it doesn't go.
That's almost like a trope in movies and comedy shows where the fat guy walks off to get food and comes back and there's bad shit going on.
Yeah.
Oh, what?
What? What? Oh, yeah. But from what I'm told, I read on my FODMAP that I can't eat apples. They're not.
Why not?
Because they're not good for me.
The acid.
But I love an apple. Apple crumble. Apple pie.
Oh, apple
is the best.
I made one the other day.
You use tin apple or did you use...
No, real apples. But I use pastry from Albert's supermarket. Yeah.
Do you add any sugar or anything?
Yeah, you can add a bit of sugar. I don't add much sugar because apples are pretty good.
Yeah.
You can have ice cream anyway.
A lot of cinnamon. A lot of cinnamon. And then does it have a bottom, a pastry bottom, or is it just in a bowl pastry top?
You know what I did, which is a real mistake? I was trying to make them, and then I put the pastry down on a sheet, and I thought, I'm just going to put the hot apple mixture on it and like roll it over like a turnover.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, but then it all started melting.
And of course
I started
it
panicking,
did.
So I just shoved it in the oven.
And what happened?
And my kids are like, what are you cooking, Dad? Look at that.
Get out. Don't worry about it. Get out.
So it was like a real mess, but it was still nice.
But
there were bits of uncooked pastry in there, basically.
What you call that is deconstructed apple pie.
Yeah.
Give it a name. That's what the chefs do, deconstruct.
Smashed apple pie.
Yeah.
It was good. Just the combination of pastry, apples, and ice cream is good.
Mm.
It's a great flavour.
Mother Nature got the fruits right, especially.
Oh, yeah.
And they don't grow on trees, you know.
Some grow on vines.
Oh, geez, that's a joke I use a lot.
Hello and welcome to Somehow Related. And now please welcome your hosts, Glenn Robbins and Dave O'Neill.
Okay, well, welcome to the podcast. Somehow Related with...
Somehow Related.
Glenn Robbins. I'm Dave O'Neill.
I'm Glenn. Yeah,
and we get two topics and then we try and work out how they're related.
And we're not. We're not experts.
We're not geniuses.
We're not, you know, because I'm sure we could have, what's his name, that guy, that science guy on the ABC?
Adam Spencer, Carl Krusianeski, any of those.
Dr. Carl. Dr. Carl, he'd come on, he'd probably have the answer every time.
He'd shut it down in 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Whereas you and I go for a bit of a meander through the jungle of general knowledge.
What's happening?
And sometimes we conclude quite well, sometimes we don't. But they are all true
because
they're from the internet. internet.
And Sam.
And Sam.
Who's so, part of the internet.
So if you don't believe us, like you go, I don't believe that, maybe just go and bung in what we've bunged in, and I think you'll find that we are...
You'll find us.
We should have a disclaimer. All facts and statements can be followed up on the internet. Please don't just send it right to... Written and spoken by David L.
Yeah, and yeah. Very good. Or we should have someone on the phone. Remember Sale of Century, Glenn Ridge or...
Oh, yeah.
Used to pick up the phone and ring some dude?
Yeah.
Hang on, I'll just get confirmation.
Yeah, who was that? And that was just the producer who had the...
I think it was a Brainiac. There was a name of that guy.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, there was an. He'd won Sale of the Century several times.
So in those days, they would have had to have an Encyclopedia Britannica sitting on the shelf.
Yeah, there was no internet.
No.
So did you ever go on Sale of the Century?
No.
Not Celebrity Sale of the Century? Because I did Comedy Sale of the Century.
That's what I told you. I only did Celebrity Wheel of Fortune.
That's right.
And the thing I learned from that was... Because the wheel's so big, don't spin it too hard. That's the thing they said. Because if you give it a hard push, it'll spin for about 5 minutes. Tick, 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 tick. Because it was really heavy. But now, what celebrity one? What have you been?
I know, I did Australia's Brainiest Comedian, where I came fifth. Because you know what? Here's a tip. Watch the show before you go on it. Yeah. I've never seen it. Because Channel 10 were doing a whole series of Australia's Brainiest Newsreader, Australia's Brainiest Radio Announcer.
You would have done well.
Yeah, but I didn't do well because I hadn't watched the show.
Yeah, but you...
Because my area of specialty was Eureka Stock A because I thought...
Oh, that's right.
Because I was going to do 80s music, but 80s...
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway, I've talked about this before, but I hadn't seen the show. Let's go to topics.
I don't know how we got onto that.
Yeah, who knows?
Yeah.
Mick Jagger and Uluru.
Uluru. Here's something I can tell you about Uluru.
Used to be called Zed's Rock?
Used to be called Zed's Rock. What is the Asian restaurant in town in Uluru called? Think about it.
Uluru.
No, it's called Air. And what? How do you make Chinese food?
Oh, Air's Wok.
Air's Wok. That's true. Look it up.
Really good.
It is the number one Asian restaurant in Uluru.
What's it like?
I don't know, but the locals did tell me.
Explain it to me. I've never been to Uluru. I've been to Alice and I've been to Darwin. I've been to Catherine with you where we did a gig in a... We were told it was a YMCA, but we pretty much realised it was a... Roller skating rink,
big and bigger when echoey and the people and there was a lot of background as in it was just a big echoey room.
Yes, but it was okay. How big is Uluru, the town?
So, it's not that big. I don't know what the numbers are, but it's
how many
it's,
shops? Five.
Well, this is a little embarrassing.
You didn't go into town?
No.
Because if you're going,
I went to the airport. And we got picked up at the airport.
And you got taken to like a hotel resort place. Yeah, yeah. Well, that's not unusual.
But it was the exclusive one. This was a few years ago.
Yeah.
So
there's no point going into town.
Yeah. No. I think they've got. I know they don't have a chemist.
Oh.
So if you want a chemist, you've got to go to Alice Springs. 5 hour drive.
Is there a pub in Uluru? There's a pub. There'll be a bottle shop.
I remember vaguely driving past. Yeah, there is a pub.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Uluru, 500 million years old.
Really?
Yep.
Can you still walk on it?
Yes, you can, but it's deemed to be
not woke. So do people still climb on it?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There's a scar on it.
Oh, from people walking up it?
Yeah. Yeah, and there's a chained thing up it.
Have you ever walked on it? Or?
Yeah, because that was when I didn't...
In the 80s?
Yeah, when I didn't know. It was in the 90s, I think.
Oh, my God. Were you in Evil Angels?
Yes.
Oh. So for people who don't know, that's the movie about Lindy Chamberlain.
Good get. I didn't even think of that. Yes, you're right.
And were you in the barbecue scene?
No, I was in the... I was on the... Hang on.
On the toilet?
No, I was...
Sound like you're about to say on the toilet. Because all I remember is they seemed to use Australian comedians and actors to...
Yeah, before they were well known.
Yeah.
And Mark Mitchell, Ian McFadyen, Kim Gingell, were all in it. And that was we shot it in 87 and then the comedy company got big in 88. So when we were all coming on screen, everyone like Conlon Frederick would come on, Uncle Arthur would come on, everyone would start laughing.
It's a serious story.
I played a dad watching television, watching them at home on the TV, being very judgmental about, look at these wankers, bloody, bloody,
yeah,
blah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And that was basically it. I mean, Lindy, what's her name?
Meryl Streep.
Didn't get to work with me. She wanted to, but she didn't get to do anything.
Dingo's got my baby.
Yeah. And when you go, it's unfortunate, but I think when you walk around Uluru, you can see where the old caravan park, where people used to camp.
Yeah, right.
So you can theoretically walk through the area where all that happened. which is not, which is unfortunate, but in some ways respectful that it's not forgotten.
Yeah. Well, it's definitely a dingo did steal the baby. I reckon there's no question about it.
Yeah.
But because all his suspicion was put on those people because they were 7-8 Venice,
horrific. Yeah.
It was terrible. I remember distinctly because I was at high school. I reckon I was senior high school, so that was like 70. Lindy Chamberlain was 79. Do you reckon?
80, yeah, that's 80, a Sam.
Sam, what was Lindy Chamberlain case? Because you know she got taken to court and put in jail. It was horrific.
Incredible when you think about it. Would she have been paid some sort of damages for that?
I don't know, but you'd expect so. You would hope so. What year was that?
1980.
So pretty close, yeah.
1980, yeah. I remember.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I've never been there, so I'd love to go. I'm going to go there.
Well, there's there and the Olgas, which are called Katajuta, I think they're called.
Yeah, they've got a new name.
Indigenous name. Which are as good, if not even better.
Yeah, I think I was robbed of going there because in year 11, traditionally in my high school, they would do a central trip. Where they would drive up there from Melbourne.
Wow.
Yeah, and you got the plane. But my older brother, Mark, was so naughty that I think the next year got cancelled.
He was the one. He was the culprit.
There were several things that happened. It was a build-up of
this
things.
Wasn't in your book?
No, was it? Not in my book?
No, it should have.
They were staying in a caravan park where someone assaulted the pinball machine and took all the money out.
Now, assaulted?
Mark, well, you know, broke the pinball machine and took the money out. Then someone put laxatives in Mrs. Carlson, the drama teacher's drink, on the bus. And then I think the clincher was Mark got his own
speaking
way.
Speaking of clinching, I think the drama teacher was clinching.
Mark made his own way back to the bus from the Olgas. So he thought the guide they had wasn't going the best way. So he went off into the desert by himself. And to be fair, he made it back to the bus before everyone else. But they called out police and stuff. And so he actually got put on the plane and sent home early. And I'm pretty sure that's why we didn't go next year.
Fair enough.
So anyway, I'd like to go. I'd love to see it.
Yeah, well, I think it's a good thing to do. I mean,
talked about going.
Yeah, it's the sky's big up there. The people are lovely, but it really is just the two. There's the Olgas, which were named. I love it. It was a Dutch explorer.
Yeah,
found them and went, oh, what am I going to call them? Well, I'll just call them after my wife, Olga.
Olgas.
So hey, how was your trip? Oh, it was good. I tell you what, I found a big old fat rock, all big old fat and bumpy, and I named it after you.
Oh, thanks. The Olgas.
The Olgas. So you said the Olgas are beautiful, but they're like a 2.5 hour drive from there, and if you do that, and you do the walk of the winds,
which
is very good.
Right.
Are
you the new Daryl Summers? Are you Never Never Go? Remember he used to do the ads?
Oh, yeah.
You Never Never Go, no, if you Never Never Know.
But he was, yeah, well, that's right.
Yeah, he was a spokesperson.
He was the Northern Territory guy.
Mate, he was always in those ads.
I wonder what happened.
Well, obviously, it just reached a certain point where he wasn't in public.
Now the ads are, not that they weren't good then, but now the ads are, but there's a lot of good stuff. Very appealing when you see the ads.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Again, so, I don't want to keep bringing him up, but Russell Coit, there's an opportunity.
There's an opportunity for me to be the
ambassador.
Look, I do think I've been approached about something up that way, and I can't remember what it was.
Something.
I'll have to check if we ring my agent. Then she'll tell you what it was.
We'll ring Russell. We're going to ring your agent.
Well, if you ever want to ring Russell.
We've got to get a satellite phone. He'd be on a satellite phone. Okay, well, Uluru, I want to go there. What about Mick Jagger?
Well, you ever
met Mick Jagger?
Well, you've been Spicks and Specs 51.
54 times now that the reunion's been on. Thank you very much.
Oh, it's clicked up
It's clicked up one. And let's hope, because they've been talking it up in the papers, it comes back. And I can click it up.
So
there.
Of all the people in this room, including Sam, you'd probably know as much as Sam about Mick Jagger. What do you know about Mick Jagger?
One of my
75?
Friends, I didn't know that. I know he's old. And I know he's a great singer. And I've never seen them. I'd love to see the Rolling Stones.
Yeah,
but you know what? I've never owned a Rolling Stones record. You know what? I reckon when we were kids, there was a bit of a Beatles Rolling Stones.
Yeah, it was the good guys and bad guys.
Yeah, so it was like Ford and Holden.
Yeah. Yeah.
We were Holden, crossed the road with Ford, and we were Beatles.
Yeah.
My dad liked the Beatles, and my brothers liked the Beatles.
Yeah.
And we never had a Rolling Stones. Only when I lived in a shared house did someone have, I think Mick turned up, did someone have some Rolling Stones records.
So if you heard that noise in the background, it was a couple of people in the coffee
fans.
Room making...
Fans.
Yeah.
They've heard that we're here. They just want to meet us. Just wait out there, guys.
Yep.
But I now that I hear the Rolling Stones, I think they're fantastic, and I would like to see them. But
didn't he? Was I remember there was something about he was up on a murder charge or something? Or no,
Mick Jagger.
No, I think the hell. I think what happened was at a concert they had the Hell's Angels as.
Oh yeah, Monterey. Monterey, was it Monterey?
Yeah, I think so. As security.
Not Mick Jagger took my baby. No, sorry.
We might be getting somewhere here.
They had, and several people were killed. I think it was Monterey. It wasn't Woodstock. It was something like Woodstock.
But in doing the security, they killed someone.
The Rolling Stones employed the Hell's Angels to do the security at a concert.
And smart move.
What concert was that again? That was, I think it was Monterey or...
Altamont.
Yes.
Yeah. Jeez, I don't remember that.
Well, you're probably Sunbury. You're more
I'm a Sunbury guy. I was watching Spicks and Specs the other night. Yeah. How many Sunburys were there?
Two?
Four. I would have said two. Four.
Did you ever go to Sunbury?
No, my brother did.
Yeah,
so I was too young for a Sunbury.
I reckon one of my brothers did too.
Yeah.
What if he was there when Queen got booed off?
Yeah, you know why they got booed off? Because Ross, what's his name?
Ross Wilson.
Ross Wilson was saying, I think they got on too early, and they were trying to do their light show, and the sun hadn't gone down.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, so the crowd's going, yeah, whatever, and they wanted to do their thing, and then they got, like, you know, booed off.
What if that's in their movie? Probably not. Will we do the Sunbury scene? Brian May and those guys were going, no way.
But I think what happened was Mick Jagger then said some things about the Hells Angels, and then the Hells Angels wanted to get him.
Ooh.
That's not good, is it?
You got to be careful.
You've got to be careful what you're saying. Totally, but yeah, I mean, I've got a lot of respect for the bikies because they might be, they love them all.
You know? I don't love the Bandidos. I love Bandidos and the Comancheros. I love them all.
Love
Hell's Angels.
Love you.
Hell's Angels.
When you meet them, they're all nice guys.
Well, you know, it's funny because, you know, I run comedy at the Grandview Hotel in Fairfield, and the Hell's Angels house is just down the road. And one day in the bar where we often have lunch, there was a group of guys sitting there, and I thought it was like a local cricket club committee meeting because they had an agenda. They had a bit of paper with stuff written on it, and they were arguing. And I said to the barman, was it the local cricket club? He goes, no, mate, that's the Hell's Angels. They're having a meeting.
Yeah, if it had been associated with something bad, you would have been associated with that.
Oh, I could have been.
What do they got? The consorting, is that what they call that?
Yeah. Collateral damage, too.
Yeah.
Chair comes flying at me.
Apparently, Mr. O'Neill, says 3AW as they ring you, you were seen in a room with the Hells Angels. Please explain.
Well, I was.
I was. Don't mess with me. I know people.
Mick Jagger, one of my friend's friend slept with him. Slept with Mick Jagger. And the report was he just lay there and he goes, I'm Mick Jagger. I don't have to do anything. This is a true story. Mick Jagger, he said, I'm Mick Jagger. I don't have to do anything. It's up to you.
I'm just thinking how that works.
Well, you just lie there. Because obviously he has so much energy on stage, he's knackered. So it's probably after a gig. He's an old guy. Hello, love. Sure.
All right.
I'm just going to lie here.
Yeah.
He's got some great quotes. One of his great quotes was, you know you're back from tour when you have to put the bins out.
That's a great quote. Now, here's something else interesting. Am I right? Was his first movie not Ned Kelly? Was it Ned Kelly?
Yes. Maybe this is a connection.
And, Sam, what year did...
That would have been 70, I reckon. 68, 71. No, 73, I reckon, Ned Kelly.
1970.
Okay, let's put that on the whiteboard. I'm jotting that down. Now, let me ask you this. What year did they open up Uluru for Walking to the Top?
Uluru was officially open to tourists back in the 1950s.
What did you say? So it was 1970s. 1970s.
So that's not, I don't think that's.
Well, because, okay, that's what I was angling towards. Anyway, maybe that's not the answer. Anyway, have you got anything?
Mick Jagger.
Is there anything else that we haven't spoken about in terms of both of those?
I mean, you know, great band. Who are the other members? Keith, Ronnie, and Charlie.
I heard that he had a pickup line, which was...
Is this Mick?
Yeah. I think my pants are too tight. Can you check?
What?
Meaning... Because he always had tight pants on, didn't he?
What did his daughter say to him? Please, Dad, your next wife, just make her older than me? That's what his daughter said to him.
Well, isn't there something about his grandkids being... Anyway, yeah, there's something about... Because his grandfather, obviously.
Yeah. Oh.
So let's have
Let's have some thinking music. We can't have the Rolling Stones.
We can't have the Rolling Stones. Can we have some indigenous music?
That'd be great.
Yeah?
Uluru style music. All right. Well.
Well, have you proposed anything?
I reckon when he was here for Ned Kelly.
Same as me. Yeah.
Maybe there's a lesser known thing named after him. I don't know the era. I haven't been there, but maybe there's a rock near the Olga's called the Mick Jagger, which was named after Mick. I don't know.
That's interesting.
I don't know.
Because I'm going to be boring and say I thought he was the first, if you climb Uluru.
Oh, the first person to climb it.
Yeah, and his name, because it's sandstone, I think you can scratch into it pretty easily.
He did his dance up the top.
Maybe.
Start me up.
Well, that's a pretty good.
Your emotional.
Yeah,
rest.
So maybe he did that when he was here in
What's your favourite track, one that just comes to mind that you like of the Rolling Stones?
Crossfire Hurricane.
I don't know that. How's that go?
Crossfire Hurricane.
Sounds like the Wiggles. Paint it black. That's a great song.
I was trying to be like the Wiggles in Crossfire Hurricane.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I don't know whether I did that very well. Mick, if you're listening, apologies.
Sorry, Mick.
Yeah.
Sorry, Keith. Sorry, Ronnie. Yeah. Remember Bill Wyman? He was the bass player who left. Then he had some solo hits with Just Wiz on Rockstar.
I heard someone the other day talking about that there's the Skyhooks have a, what do you call it?
Website?
A tribute band.
Oh, yeah.
And one of the guys in Skyhooks is in the band.
Oh.
And because Shirley had such a high voice, they always use female vocalists as...
I believe that.
As the stand-in vocals.
Which member is a bongo still in the band or the drummer, Freddie?
Jim was Starkey, isn't there?
Yeah, bongo. That's Bongo Starkey.
That's Bonky, right.
Yeah, he was one of the guitarists.
I don't know which one it is. But yeah, it always used a female. You wonder how Shirley feels about that.
How do you feel though, being in the original band and being in a tribute band?
Did I ever tell you that I was on stage with the Skyhooks?
Yes.
I did it as Uncle Arthur.
And what song did you sing again?
Light on Street Limbo,
yeah,
as Uncle Arthur. And the crowd are going, at first they went, oh, this is good. Then they went,
nah,
this is too weird. Just sing the song and get the old guy off the stage.
Come on, Uncle Arthur, get up, says Shirl.
Yeah.
Get up.
And it didn't fit. Why would Uncle Arthur be in but it was at the Palais.
Yeah, yeah.
And it felt fantastic.
Were you in the gear?
I was in the gear, of course I was.
Was this like the reunion or was this when they were around?
I was doing some gigs again and I saw Shirl.
Jukebox in Siberia era. 90? It must be 80s, yes.
Well, it would have been, Uncle Arthur was known, so it would have been early 90s.
Yeah. That was
I think, unfortunately, Shirl passed, I think, in 98, 90,
no, you're right.
Somewhere around that time, 99 maybe.
I like Skyhooks.
I'm going to say, so you're saying...
Oh, there's a rock named after him.
A rock named after
him. Because he's a rock artist, rock and roll man.
I'm going to say that he's got his name engraved on top of Uluru because he was one of the first to walk up the top.
Okay. What is the answer, Sam?
There's a rock that resembles Mick Jagger's lips at Uluru. Has an indigenous name too, but in English it is named after the British rock star. Few photos of it exist because it is in an area of Uluru that is for indigenous women and photography is not allowed.
Wow. I'm just looking at it now.
So not many people would have photographs. Anyway, minor point.
There is a photo. We'll put in the show notes. There is a photo there, though.
Yeah. But... From the look of that, it does kind of. We would never do it, but if you drew a face on top of it,
probably. Yeah, graffiti up there.
Yeah.
Well, I was kind of right. I almost. It wasn't a cave. It was a rock.
Named after Mick Jagger, a rock called the Mick. Because if it was a jagged rock, it'd be a good name.
Yeah.
You have been listening to Somehow Related with Glenn Robbins and Dave O'Neill.
I wonder if Mick's seen it. What if he's been had a look?
He Googles his name occasionally.
Ripped off again.
And surely he Googles Mick Jagger's lips. What are they saying about my lips now? Yeah. Oh, hang on, there's a cave now named after me.
That's amazing.
Uluru. God, that's 500 million years
old.
Look
at his sweetheart. Look.
Hey, darling, have a go at this. Yeah. He was knighted.
Oh, he was knighted, Mick Jagger?
Yeah.
That's right, he's Sir Mick Jagger, isn't he? Was Keith? No, I don't think Keith was knighted.
I don't think he was.
Ronnie certainly hasn't been knighted.
Because you find that surprising because I think Keith does have a criminal record. He did spend some time in jail.
Oh, did he?
So you'd have to say, if you've spent time in jail, how can you be knighted? And I'll tell you something else. Because the Queen thought he was a little bit rock and roll, didn't do it.
Really?
Someone else did it.
For Mick?
Yep. Someone else got the sword and got him to go down on one knee and went bang. Sam, who knighted Mick Jagger?
Who knighted Mick Jagger?
Mick Jagger was knighted by Prince Charles in 2003. The Queen refused to knight him several times and scheduled medical appointments for when the ceremony was eventually planned. Mick had called her chief witch in the past and held some anti-monarchy views.
I bet you she knighted Sir Paul McCartney.
Yeah.
No problems there.
She'd be turning up early for that.
Yeah.
She'd get the...
Can't be one of the Beatles.
Yeah.
Mick Jagger's also here. Oh, okay.
Because when you kneel down to get knighted, not that I've ever been knighted, but they have a little thing to put your knee on. Because you would have a problem because because of your bad knee.
But also, so would he. He's bloody... How old is he?
75.
75. Couldn't stay down there too long.
Yeah, arise, sir...
Sir Mick.
Sir Michael? Would you call him? Sir Michael Jagger.
Fantastic.
That's got to get you... That's got to, you know...
Get you good seats at...
Yeah.
Sir Elton John?
Yeah.
There's a few rock and rollers.
Would you make a point of saying... I had a friend of mine who couldn't get... She was on a stamp and she couldn't get served somewhere. And she's going... Well, she couldn't get in somewhere. And she went, I'm on a stamp.
You're on a stamp?
Did you know?
Well, you need to get the stamp out and show them that you're on the stamp. Do you know the Queen?
You were speaking about Daryl Summers before.
He's on a stamp.
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
How long has he been on a stamp for?
I think they're recent, those ones. There's like they got like, sort of celebrities on stamps now.
If you were going to be on a stamp, would you be smiling or just humble? Look on your face.
Smiling.
You'd be smiling? You'd be a smiling stamp.
What's that old joke? You know, I got the stance with the Queen. I don't know which side to spit on.
Yeah.
Hey!
Yeah. See, you're good. You get us out on, we're on the FM radio station. Yeah. They play the music. Triple M.
Triple M.
After a joke like that.
There's a bit of Dire Straits.
Yeah.
All right, well, we're going to get a burger now.
You coming?